Good day and welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're talking football with MSU football coach Rob Tenure. Rob, I know a lot of long days and hot days at summer training camp are now over. Now you're preparing to play your first opponent here on Saturday night, number 12, James Madison.
Yeah, starting out with a bang. Very good football team, and as you mentioned, we've had a really outstanding camp. We've worked hard. We've been in the heat. Stayed really healthy this year, which is a good thing. And we've worked real hard. I think we've got the making of a really good football team on both sides of the football. I see major improvements in both areas, and even in our special teams. And so I'm excited. I know our players are excited, and we got a heck of a challenge to start off the season.
Last year, you finished 7-4, first winning season in basically 10 years here at Morehead State. Quite an accomplishment. You competed for the PFL title all the way down through the end of the season before falling just short on that. So I imagine the expectations are to take that thing up another step this year.
Well, I sure hope we can. I think we've got the personnel, and we've got some younger players in the fold now. You know, when you have 19 seniors, it's a lot of replacing. And so we worked extremely hard ever since winter conditioning through spring practice and even our summer program. And we've got a really versatile football team. I think we're a little more athletic, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And so I'm, just looking forward to it. You practice against one another for such a long period of time, and it starts to get a little monotonous. I'm not going to lie to you, and the players will tell you the same thing. So it's great to be preparing for an opponent. I know we've got to go into a difficult environment and play in front of 20-some thousand people and play a really good football team. But they've got a new staff, new scheme, and so there's a lot of unknown on both sides. And we're looking forward to this Saturday.
You mentioned losing those 19 seniors. And after a great year last year, a number of those guys were really critical to that success. But the one thing they did was help, I think, reset the mindset around Morehead State football. As we talked about, it had been a while since that last winning season, but now there's a different expectation among your guys.
There are expectations, and our players want to win. They're talking about championships. And for me, I've been saying this for 4 years, Chuck, is we want to get into the last 2 to 3 weeks of the season with an opportunity to win a conference championship. We did that last year. We came up short. But I think our successes from last year really helped cultivate the type of winter we had, the spring we had. I mean, it was the best spring practice that I've been a part of in my 19 years of coaching college football. It was like we didn't miss a beat. It was next man up. We competed. We worked hard in the weight room. And we just had great practices. We didn't have any poor days. And so there was a really good focus there, and I think that's continued throughout our summer conditioning and into preseason camp. And so we've got a focused team. We've got a hungry team. And their expectations are to win, and that's exactly what we want them to be.
Also sounds like you have a confident team.
We do. I think there is a level of confidence, and I think the true test comes when come this Saturday and we face our first adversity. Our first pothole, and to see how we respond and how our leadership rallies our troops and our players dig themselves out of that situation. It could be a bad series, could be a turnover, could be a block kick, whatever it is. We've got to be able to respond in the right way. And that will show me that we've been able to take the next step with losing 19 seniors from last year.
You talked to me about something, and we were discussing the 19 seniors last year, and you talked about the experience that they've had, and that experience in going into last season was so important because they stuck around through 4 years. And that's the type of culture you're trying to build here, is not lose guys after a year or two. And the class you have coming back this year as seniors is pretty sizable too.
It is, and 3/4 of our senior class are guys that we recruited in our first recruiting class. And so those guys that were talented enough to come in and play in year one And here they are 4 years later lining up, you know, getting ready to play their senior year. So some of those were leftovers from the year before and a redshirt season. And then, you know, a mix of a few guys that may have been added along the way. But, you know, these are our players, the guys that we recruited to fit our scheme. And we feel real confident in what we're doing. And I think we've got a really good internal culture. Our players have high expectations, whether they're in the weight room, whether performing on campus in the classroom, or lining up to play on Saturday afternoon. So it's been a good transition. It's been a lot of work. And now it's time to go out and have some fun.
This summer you did something a little bit different than what you'd done in preseason camp in years past. You actually held three scrimmages instead of two. And talk about the reasoning for doing that.
I just think, you know, game situations, game scenarios, I think the more they see it, the more they're a part of it, the more prepared they are. And we had two live scrimmages, and then our last scrimmage was, like a thud type, quick whistle type scrimmage. But we wanted to put them in different scenarios, whether it be special teams, you know, offense, defense, hurry, hurry field goals, know how to take a safety, last play of the half, you know, just a lot of scenarios that are going to be a part of this season. And so anytime you can put your players in that type of environment, of course, we got the music on, it's loud, it's just like it's going to be Saturday at James Madison. So, but those type of things, I think, help give them confidence in it. And so they don't find themselves facing those type of scenarios for the first time during a game.
You lost some key playmakers on offense. Your top rusher from last year, Rob Harden, is gone. Also gone, Justin Cornwall, who was just an exciting player to watch, either on returns or catching passes. Of course, also gone, your outside receivers, Tanner Napier and Kataro Lewis. And you also lost a couple of key linemen, too, as well. So you had to do some replacing. And a group that played very well last year, talking about the offense, 28 points a game, and really produced some nice numbers.
We did, but, I felt like we underachieved a little bit last year in offense, too. I felt like we had more talent. We need to be better on third down situations, and we've got to create some more explosive plays. I felt last year early in the season we did a really nice job of that, but as the season went on, we weren't as explosive. And I think the key to being successful on either side or any phase of the game is to get the ball in your playmakers' hands and find those people. Now, we lost some great players. You mentioned some names there. But I'm going to tell you this, that we're as deep and as athletic and as fast as we've ever been on offense. We've got three backs right now that could start for any team in the PFL. I'm confident of that. Lawrence Jones is back, had a tremendous camp. And then outside, we've got some young guys, Darius Pritchett, who's a guy that, you know, has been in our program for a long time, and I expect him to be much more productive this year. And Higginbottom has really come along. I think he's going to have a good year. And then Marcus Floyd, who played as a freshman on the outside, I think he's a really dynamic player, and he's going to help in a lot of different areas. And our offensive line right now, it's as good as it's ever been. And so expectations are for us to be better, you know, and nothing against the players we lost. They were great players. They were great leaders. They meant a lot to our program and always will. But we've got the foundation to be really special on that side of the ball.
Now, you mentioned it all kind of revolves around your quarterback, who's a four-year starter, which is highly unusual these days, Austin Gayhafer, who's the reigning PFL Offensive Player of the Year. Last year, he passes for over 3,200 yards, 24 touchdowns. He's on the verge of a number of school records. I mean, when you talk about building an offense, this is the type of guy you want.
Well, it's funny I didn't even mention him, right, Chuck? I mean, you know, he's the centerpiece. And that, you know, you take that for granted, and sometimes I do, but I know that he's a special player. And I know a lot of teams in this conference would like to have him on their team. But he's good because the pieces around him are good. And I think we've really got a good chemistry right now. And, you know, him and Jake Raymond have been playing together now for 4 years. So they're going to be really exciting to watch. But there's a lot of important pieces, and Austin knows and gives credit to that offensive line and those running backs and his skill players, and potentially they've got the making of being a really good football team.
How much has he changed since he arrived? I remember that first game he appeared in back at Youngstown State. He never looked like a guy that was ever rattled in that contest. He led you to a couple of scoring drives in a game that was out of hand, but played pretty well overall as a first-year freshman. And this is a guy that seems to have his act together.
Well, you're right. I think he's really poised, for especially how he was thrown into the fire, that first year, and threw him into a big-time opponent. And I don't know. I know he threw one touchdown for sure. It might have been two in that game. I'm not even sure, but... the one thing the young man can do is he can spin the football, and he can make throws that a lot of people at this level cannot make, and that is he has proven that over the last 3 years, and we expect the same this year. So he's got a lot of good talents, and we're looking forward to him having a great year and leading us, and I expect big things from him.
And you touched on Jake Raymond, your redshirt senior slot back, and I mean, this is a guy that is on the verge of also setting some receiving records here at Morehead State. He had 72 catches last year, and he's a guy that has a knack for finding an opening and catching a ball when you need a ball caught.
They've got a good chemistry, Austin and Jake. I think that they've been playing together for a long time. The thing that sticks out to me right now in regards to both of them is they have become excellent practice players. They're demanding of their teammates. They're another coach on the field. They can change plays, they can adjust, they can communicate quickly. And so they are our two leaders, along with a lot of other guys on that side of the ball. But those guys are our take charge guys. They're doing a great job of being much more vocal on that side of the football. And it's a good thing to be a part of, and they've worked hard at establishing that, and they both are so driven to win, and I think that's what makes them good.
Lawrence Jones coming back at the running back spot. He had to miss all of last year because of a knee injury, and I know that you and I talked about his loss before last season because he's not very big, but he's like a fire plug who can really, really run. And, I mean, once he finds that opening, he pops that hole and he's gone. And that explosiveness that you didn't have last year that he provides, I guess it's nice to have back.
It is, and he's worked tremendously hard. I'm excited that he has returned. He's worked really, really hard, and I think that, again, he's another young man that's really driven to be successful. I think he's out to prove something. And he's going to be really exciting to watch. I expect him to have a really good year for us.
Ryan Watkins was one of your running backs last year. I know you've moved Trevor Jones, who's a redshirt freshman, from the slot over to the running back spot, and I guess you feel pretty comfortable with those guys as well.
I do. Ryan is just he's one of those effort guys. He's a long strider. I mean, he reminds me of Roger Craig a little bit. He's got that real high knee drive when he runs the ball. He's a little long-legged, but he's physical, and he's catching the ball much better right now. And then again, we moved Trevor back there from the inside receiver position, and Trevor was a high school quarterback and Mike linebacker, And so he's played all over. He's played defense, and I think he's found a real good home. I think he's going to be really exciting to watch, and he's really versatile. And so we're looking forward to watching him, get some touches.
Special teams, you have Pat DeSalvio, who returns to punt for you, but now he's also going to add the place-kicking duties. And is that going to be a challenge? Because he'll be on the field a lot. I know that in the past you've used different guys, one to punt, one to place-kick, and one maybe even to kick off. So will that be a challenge for Pat?
Well, Pat DeSalvio and Matt Ward are probably going to share the kicking duties, and Matt's probably going to start the game. And Matt has worked real hard and had a really great preseason, and he's gotten stronger, and he don't look like much when he walks out there, but he's going to do a nice job for us. Pat's going to continue to be our punter, and I expect us really to be better, I think, in both areas, especially the punting area.
We're on the front page today. I'm Chuck Meraz. We're talking with Morehead State football coach Rob Tenure as we preview the 2016 season, and we'll do some more of that right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's front page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, MSU football coach Rob Tenure is our guest on the program. We've talked a lot about your offense. Let's talk about the defense and the heart and soul of that defense the last couple of years. Middle linebacker Luke Keller, one of the greatest young men that I've ever had the privilege to meet. He's graduated and gone on, and you've got to replace him along with two of your starting defensive tackles, Justin Greer, who had 9 interceptions last year on the corner, Trey Watkins, the other corner. So you've had to make some moves over there too as well.
We have, and you know, I'm going to tell you the same thing I talked to you about with our offense. I just felt like since spring, we've had some guys really step up and accept roles, and we have progressed from that point up until now. And so I'm excited. We've going to have some new faces, but all the guys that they've been a part of our program, and we're expecting some big. You know, a big season on some guys. You know, Colt Briggs and Dustin Casey and
those are your two defensive ends.
Yeah, those are our two guys, and they're going to move around and they're going to play in some different spots. And we've got to put them in a situation to be successful and create plays for us. You know, we're going to have some new bodies inside, and we're going to have some new faces. We're going to have Cam Abel, who's a 5th year. Senior for us. He's going to be our Mike linebacker. So he's been in the program. He understands it. And he's got an opportunity to be the guy there. So, and then on the back end, we've got some really good players returning who last year, Dominic Iori had a great year for us last year, stayed healthy last year. And Brandon Lauder, who missed half the season last year, now returns and will be a 5th year senior as well. I'm really excited, Chuck, about our two corners right now. I think that they're playing at a really high level, and that's Braylon Cook and Brandon Duncan. And they've been so competitive in our practices, their ball skills have gotten better. They've improved in that area, and they're really competing, I think, at a high, high level. So, looking forward to them, and you know we're going to play some man coverage, so we've got to be able to cover people, no matter who we play or where we play. We're going to be playing some man coverage, and they have done an exceptional job, and I'm looking forward to watching them play.
When you talk about Cook and Duncan, these are two guys that have played quite a bit. They didn't start the last 2 years, but they were on the field a lot, so they won't be wowed by anything they come across, I would think.
You're exactly right, and I think that's the thing that sticks out to me with both of them is they're really confident right now. They're playing at a high level, and it's not like they're going against a bunch of scout guys at practice either. They're playing against some guys that can run and that are long, and so they've gotten good looks, and I think they're ready to compete. And you know, the other piece to us on that side of the ball is Ryan Bennett, who I think has had has made the biggest jump that I've seen someone on defense make in my time here. He's went from his sophomore year to his junior year. I thought he had an outstanding year last year, and I'm anticipating him making another jump this year and being a really key component of what our defense is going to be about.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Ryan a little bit during media day, and we talked about the fact that one of the things he has to do, not just play well, but he also has to help take over some of that leadership left by the void of Luke Keller graduating. And he said it's going to be tough to do, but he thinks he can handle it.
And he has. You know, I think he has handled it, and I think Cam Abel has been much better in that capacity. And then, you know, we've got some good leadership. Colt Briggs runs that ship. He's our captain as a junior, and him and Dustin and Ryan Bennett, they make sure that – the cupboard's in order, and they're playing with a lot of energy right now, so I'm excited to watch them play. They're pretty confident right now. They're going to be facing a really good football team this Saturday, but I'm really looking forward to them watching them guys compete.
One thing we haven't touched on is that you have a new defensive coordinator, Dante Wright, moved on to an assistantship at Tennessee Tech, and now you have a guy who I know pretty well stepping in to replace him.
Yeah, Zach Moore has done a great job, and you know, I think the thing that separates Zach, which makes him what he is, I should say, as a coach, is number one, just who he is, kind of person he is. He's a great father, great husband, and the thing that excites me most is he played here, and he was a good player here. He was part of good teams
here. He knows what it's all about.
He does. He knows, and he has a passion for Morehead State, and he wants to be successful. And so he's driven to make us better on that side of the ball. And he played defense collegiately, so he understands that, and he understands my philosophy that we want to be good and we need to be good on offense. But for us to win a championship, we've got to be good on defense. And he's worked hard at putting the right pieces in the right places, and I feel really good about our scheme. And will we be overmanned in some capacity at times? I think so, especially this weekend a little bit. But for us to win a game like this, we've got to overachieve a little bit too. And so, but we're going to play hard. We're going to have great effort on defense. And I expect our guys to battle to the very end every game.
Has Zach made any changes to the way that defense operates? I mean, every defensive coordinator puts his own stamp on things. Zach, of course, last year was your linebackers coach and worked with Dante, but has he made any tweaks?
Well, there's no question. I think, you know, everything we do is personnel-driven. We really have a base philosophy in all three phases of the game, but I think you need to look at your personnel, and I think that we have done that. We've adapted some things. Again, I talk about this, and it's so cliche, Chuck, but simplicity is really always my priority, whether it be offense, defense, or the kicking game. And I think we've taken another step in the right direction, you know, on defense as far as that's concerned. And we just want to let our guys go out and play, and so they understand the scheme and they understand what our base rules are. They understand gap integrity. And we can do the things we want to do. We want to rush the passer. We want to create sacks. We want to make the quarterback feel uncomfortable. We want to force teams to get the third down and throw the football. And we feel like we can come after them pretty good and create turnovers.
You talked about James Madison. You touched on the Dukes a few times. I mean, this is a really good football team. For people who don't know much about James Madison, they're right now ranked, I think, 11th in one poll, 12th in another poll for FCS. It was a team last year that averaged 44 points a game offensively, over 500 yards a game offensively. They've lost their quarterback in Vad Lee, but the guy that they're replacing him with, Brian Shore, came over from South Carolina and played a lot last year. As a matter of fact, he threw 111 passes. So it looks like offensively, at least they're going to be very, very good again.
Well, I'm sure they will be. And, you know, as I mentioned, there's so much unknown. I think the Shaw kids, he won't start. I think the kid, the player from last year that backed up Lee is going to start. And then the transfer from South Carolina may see time in the first game. But, you know, our goal is to defend the run. We want to try and force them to throw the football. And that's going to be our goal in this game. It's going to be what our philosophy is. And so if we can get them to that point and force them to throw the football, we feel like we've got a chance to compete and win a football game. And that's what we want to do. They're going to be a great team. They're a good football team traditionally on paper and obviously what we know about them from playing them last year. But they have all new schemes. All new head coach. A lot of new assistants. We're familiar with some of that and what to expect. We know some coaches were at some other institutions, so we've been studying some of their game film, you know, from other places they've been coaching at, and we feel pretty prepared. But there's going to be a lot of unknown on both sides. It's going to be about in-game adjustments, and the key for us is we got to go out and play, and we got to execute on both sides of the football. When we got an opportunity to make plays, we got to make plays. So we're going to go in there. We're going to be prepared, and we're going to play to win.
All right, Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Morehead State football coach Rob Tenure. The Eagles open up here on Saturday night, taking on James Madison down in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Make sure you're at James Stadium all season long for some exciting football. I'm Chuck Morales on the Front Page. See you next time.